This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 17th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We have one more item with respect to these issues. Item number seven, yes.
Chair, can I have a moment of personal privilege before we...
Well, this is the motion to set priorities. Let's do this one first. You absolutely may have.
I understand.
I
must be working on an old agenda.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
It was added to the agenda. Sorry.
Thank you.
But absolutely, as soon as we're done, I will give you that motion of personal privilege.
Thank you.
So it is Commissioner Walter's motion to set priorities and scheduling on pending enforcement matters. Commissioner Walter, do you want to make a presentation?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
I'll try and make it short, but sometimes it's hard to do.
Since we have an executive session immediately following this to work on just those items that we've been talking about, thank you. You don't have to make it short.
I don't?
No.
I made a motion on July 16th, and my goal at that time was to see if we could adopt a schedule and a priority, a method of dealing with these cases that come before us for consideration that have been before us for a long time with, in most instances, to my knowledge, no reason other than our unwillingness to meet often enough to get the job done. There have been a lot of reasons given as to certain cases, but generally they don't apply to the bulk of the cases that are subject to my motion. What they may have to do with is us being willing to meet often enough to discharge our professional responsibility in the right way. We have cases that have sat for... These cases that I'm referring to are ones for which there's no matter left before us other than to make a vote, to decide a case. Some of these are for more than 3 years. They have sat and were stagnant, and we have still not voted on them. Some are over 2 years, and some are over 1 year, and there's a category that have been before the commission now for a total of 1 year since the date that they came into the agency for consideration. There's a lot of reasons, and some of them we can talk about, but I do think that, I want to make a quick thing. I'm not going to support anything that eviscerates Directive 10. I don't think we should ever be in a position where one group of this commission can hold up any case unless there's a majority vote to do so. And that would be, to me, a ceding of our professional responsibility. And that's not what I'm looking for here. I'm looking for four votes to try to get us to meet. We've done this before. We had a backlog once before when the commission went dark and for 6 months back in 2009. And when it all reconsidered, reformed, we adopted a policy. And it was kind of informal, but it was also very rigorous. And we got our backlog done behind us. All this can be done here. None of this is magic. It's just a matter of not being lazy, being willing to see this as a priority, and to try and deal with it. People are entitled to justice, and if it's delayed, it's denied. And this is the kind of case that I think we should look at and sit down and say, we can do this if we want to. There are a couple of things that came up at the last discussion about the statute of limitations. And so this deals with that issue. Anytime there's a statute of limitations issue, obviously it will take priority to us. And we can do that with four votes, and we can do it certainly under this. I've seen in the past recently that the statute has run on a couple of cases. Because and lost money each time we hold things over, and I don't think that's something that we should tolerate either. But in this particular case, rather than, I think we get criticized because some of these are held up and people think that there might be a political reason behind it or an ideological reason. If we set it up based upon an objective standard, what comes in goes out first, unless there's four votes, then that elimination, that issue is eliminated from any consideration. It would not be seen as a political reason or anything along that line. I grant that we have, and will continue to take a look at these cases and see if there's some other reason why there should be some time to await decision. Obviously, these are cases in which the Department of Justice were working with them, but I don't think that should be automatic either, because I think we have a direct responsibility of our own, independent of the Department of Justice, and our memorandum acknowledges that's currently in effect. I want to thank my staff for doing the labor involved in putting this data together. Both Tom and Shanna work and think and try and make sure that there's no mistakes on this, and I'm not sure it should be our office that has been required to do this, but I feel that we've had a lot of discussion about why we can't do this. And so I felt that when people see the black and white here, it might shock a few of us into realizing that there's really no reason why we are in this position. Meetings held over on October 2012, one over in 2013. Some have been withheld 20 times. These are not things that I think an agency should tolerate, unless there's four votes to allow that to happen. Anyhow, that's my motion. It's in writing. I can read it. It's long, but I don't know if anybody really feels it's necessary.
All right. Thank you very much, Commissioner Walther. Are there any comments, questions with respect to this? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I mean, this obviously is kind of a continuation of the discussion from the previous agenda item, and I appreciate Commissioner Walther's efforts on this issue to push us forward and to keep us ever mindful of our need to resolve matters as quickly as we can. I can't support this motion. We had the same motion back in July, and I didn't support it then. But again, I don't think that should be interpreted as that there isn't a commitment across the board to try to resolve as many of these matters as quickly as possible. Back in July, we supported a revised calendar for the remainder of the year to add several extra executive session dates in order for us to clear out as much of this list as possible, and I think that's going to be helpful, and I think that I think that will enable us to cut into this list quite substantially. So again, I greatly appreciate the efforts and the nudge that you're providing on this. And again, just because I'm not going to support this motion doesn't mean that I don't appreciate the fact that you want to make sure that we keep our feet to the fire, and I think that's important. Like I said, I think that there are some of these matters. They have, just to be clear, from our perspective, they're not being held over for willy-nilly reasons or for laziness or for just arbitrary reasons. That there are specific reasons, and like I said, for those that list of matters, we'll be happy to provide a summary before the next executive session.
Okay. I'd like to add, and I wholeheartedly agree with Vice Chair Peterson that it's been very beneficial for us to see the document that your office so ably produced, because it does provide to us the stark reality. And, you know, as you know, I did not support the motion to adopt your motion in July, because I do have a lot of reservations about the effectiveness of it, given that it requires an enormous amount of time for ourselves and our staff to be prepared to be able to have thoughtful discussions about matters. And I'm not certain that continual meetings will effectuate that ability to deal with the backlog, although I am now to the point, because since July, we continue to have holdovers that have already been discussed, despite all of our efforts and my efforts to put a lot of items on the agendas. And so I'm increasingly frustrated and willing in today to support your motion. While I have concerns about it, I still think that sort of desperate times require desperate measures, right? So I'm going to, you know, support it today. Are there any other comments? Commissioner Weintraub.
I'll just say briefly that I am, of course, going to support the motion this time. I supported the motion last time. I don't think we can just throw up our hands and say, well, there's really a lot of complaints out there. You know, that's why they pay us the big bucks. We got to roll up our sleeves and we got to work harder. If there's more work to do, then we have to work harder.
Okay. So there is a motion on the table. It's in writing. Does anybody need it to be restated? No. And you have the motion, of course, Madam Secretary, correct? All right. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed?
No.
No.
Okay. That motion fails, Madam Secretary, by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioner Walther, Commissioner Weintraub, and myself voting yes, and Commissioner Goodman, Hunter, and Vice Chair Peterson voting no.